Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ossie Orwell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive beyond third. Fox can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Hunfield goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to third. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Haas picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Haas. Kahm moves to third. Falk moves to second. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Fox. Kahm scores. Fox scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still is called out on strikes. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orwell takes first base on ball four. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a pop-up towards third. Falk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bishop. Hunfield moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to third. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Ma still steals second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aussie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Joe Boley. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. French moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. French moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield catches it and throws to second with Cecil covering, to double up Speaker. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hosler now playing shortstop. Walt French now playing right field. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clancy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Hosler. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metzler. Collins reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orwell hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. French hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metzler. French reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Sammy Hale pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metzler. Hale reaches second base with a double. French scores. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Haas reaches third base with a triple. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-4 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing shortstop. Lefty Grove now pitching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ma still strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kahm hits a line drive off the glove of Fox, and into shallow left field. Kahm reaches second base with a double. Metzler moves to third. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Bib Falk. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Reynolds out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Buck Krause. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Reynolds now playing right field. Alex Metzler now playing left field. Harry McCurdy now catching. George Cox now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aussie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Moberg pinch hits for George Cox. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.